Welcome to a brand new episode of the internet's most hated mafia-themed geek podcast, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast. I am the show's main host and frontman, the Reverend Godfather. This week, I come to you with a heavy, heavy heart for many, many reasons, and I'll get into them. One of which is, as much as I would love to say, we are coming to you live from Four State Comic Con in Hagerstown, Maryland this week. I can't do that due to several reasons, one of which is, well, as you might have known, unless you've been living underneath a rock for the past couple of weeks, we've been suffering from a worldwide, not just a countrywide, but a worldwide pandemic, commonly known as the coronavirus. But that's beside the point. This cancellation of Four State Comic Con this year is a kind of a plus, and let me just inform all of you out there, especially some of you that have been listening since day one or shortly after day one, is that, you deserve to know. The past 2 months here at the show have been kind of rough. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed that. The quality has went way, way down. Even though we had a lot of great episodes and we've been trying to get back on track, Four State Comic Con was going to help us with that in some ways. We were planning on getting between 5 to 7 panels this weekend. We were planning on getting on a comic strip panel, independent comic panel, 2 voice actor panels, a women in wrestling panel, plus God knows how many interviews, plus our review panel. A whole mess of stuff that would have lasted us straight into May and May the 4th. But alas, again, a couple things happened, one of which is the pandemic. The second thing is, well, I got a new job. I'm not going into where, as with my last job, I'm not going to go into where I'm working, what I'm doing. Just that, let me just say this. The reason why I have a new job now is that my previous job was cutting my hours severely. Over the past, 2.5 months, maybe since the start, since the start of the year, my hours, I've been working no more than 6 to 10 hours a week. And if it wasn't for my refund check the past month, I wouldn't have made it this far. And if it wasn't for that and this new job, well, the lights on for the show would not have been on. Meaning, we would have been able to post up episodes, but none of you would have been able to listen because we wouldn't have been able to afford the fee for Podbean to host our episodes. Now with this new job, we'll be able to do that, but other details will be coming light into what's going on. Not to mention we would not have been able to afford our internet bill. Again, that's beside the point because we still found a way to upload our episode and like we did in months past, i.e. either going to a local open Wi-Fi connection and uploading there. But again, that's beside the point. With the reduction of the hours, even though it gave us more time to record episodes, get guests in or via through Skype or in our usual spot to record at the Daily Grind in here in Martinsburg, which special shout out to them. If it wasn't for them for the past, 2+ years, close to 3 years, we would not have had a place to actually record. And the thing is, with this virus, the pandemic, but restaurants are closed only for takeout. We wouldn't be able to record. But again, I'm getting distracted, which is the norm for the show. With everything, I was forced to get a new job. This job, overall, I will say this, even though it pays only a hair less, I'm getting way more hours, but the downside is my weekends from this point forward are shot, because I work Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. What does that mean for the show? Which means, well, for the most part, our recording and our host fools are done with. It would be just me for the most part. So, me getting interviews, I'll try to get interviews during the week. But for the most part, until I get used to the new schedule of this job and figure out what to do, the show may be on hiatus. Which means, for the most part, for those who might not understand that word, I may be going on vacation for a little while until I get adjusted to this new schedule and figure out what to do. Will I be getting interviews? More than likely, I'll try. If they're willing to record during the week, anytime between Sunday night at maybe 8 o'clock to Thursday around about 7 o'clock, I'll record an interview through Skype for the time being, especially with this pandemic. But for the most part, that's what I'll be doing, is through Skype interviews. I know y'all don't like those interviews so much, but it can be done. I believe it will be done, but once I figure out that schedule and able to do so. But all in all, again, for the next few weeks, there might not be an episode. I do have some older Electric Eye episodes that I do have. I don't think I haven't posted up, the show hasn't posted up. So I'll have those ready, willing, and posted up for all of you over the next couple of weeks. I do have something planned for May the 4th this year, which is a Monday drop. So there's that. But as soon as I'm able to get organized and figure out a new schedule in regards to recording, I will do so. I know for some of you out there that might have also listened to Slacker and the Man in regards to their show, have received word. I said we have received word that they are dropping an episode on April 4th, which is kind of ironic in a way that we are backing off as a show and they are returning. So it's just pure coincidence for that matter, but I will say this, it's a fun coincidence. The fact that the man himself is a officer of the law, and we have proclaimed to be the whole aspect of the mafioso type of ordeal, the kind of those that are against the law. So when in essence the man has returned to podcasting, we have backed off. I love that idea, and I spoke to one of the folks behind the scenes in Slacker the Man, and they kind of laughed at that aspect. But still, we are not going away. When I thought that we would be shuttering our doors, in essence, that I nearly broke down and cried, because I love this show. I love putting out content on a weekly basis, and I don't want to give that up for you guys. I do not want to shutter this. I just need a break for a little while to figure out things, to get my body adjusted to this new schedule, and to this new workload, instead of working less than 15 hours a week, to pretty much more than double that. So please allow me to do this. Allow the show to heal over the past, from the past few weeks, few months. If there is something major that comes up in news-wise, I'm still kind of researching or hearing news to come in regards to the Star Wars or Rosario Dawson being Ahsoka. If you folks are interested in that, I will cover that. I'll record something over the week instead of putting up an Electric Eye episode. And another note, if any of you out there that wish to do your own content, if you want to do that, I will take submissions from all of you just email me at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. And if it's 15 minutes or more, record something on your phone. Record something on your laptop or desktop computer. If you're really interested and passionate about your topic, feel free to do so and send it our way. This is a recommendation from, believe it or not, Sasha the Princess of Darkness herself. I believe it's possibly a good idea to kind of allow fan submissions in regards to this. I will have the judgment call out there in regards to what is appropriate or not, meaning that if you send in content, I'll give it a listen. If it is worthy enough to post up, it's not offensive, it does not go against our rules in regards to the show. Yeah, believe it or not, we do have rules for our show. Our rules are pretty much simple. No hate speech, no racist terminology or that sort of thing. Just have fun. But if you're really interested in, like, I won't say sewing, but cosplay, cars, Bigfoot, UFOs, or anything like that, record something about it. Talk about the topic. Be thoughtful, thorough. Let us know. Email us saying you want to record this, and feel free to do so. And give us your name so you can get proper credit. Remember, we are not paying this. That we don't earn any income for this. We do not pay any funds for this, but if you want to be a contributor and be a part of the Long Coat Mafia podcast, you're more than ample to do so. So it's not just open to someone like our co-host Big Candy. It's open to all of you out there that are listening. If you if you have a podcast of your own that went defunct over the past year or so, or a few years ago, and you want to share those with us, and we'll keep the show intact, kind of like what we did with the Slacker and the Man episode in regards to their zombie survival episode that we put out, I think, a couple months ago. Here's the thing. What we'll do is, even though we'll have our opener and our closer on it, we'll keep your opener and closer in your show. That way, again, your show gets proper credit. You get an intro, and we'll have our outro in regards to it, our end cap aspect of it, and you'll get full credit for your show in the description, which means if your show is still posted up somewhere, whether it be blog talk radio, if that's still a thing, or anything like that, we'll provide links to your social media if you want, and all that. One of the other things that we will try to do, if everything is okay, as soon as we get vacation, we will start doing convention coverage. As far as I know, with this whole pandemic, I do have equivalent of 2 weeks paid vacation. But for now, that paid vacation, I'm holding on to just in case they decide, or say West Virginia decides to tell everybody you're staying home for 2 weeks, and I have at least some time to use to keep getting income in so my bills are paid. But if nothing happens over the next couple of months, I will put in for a press pass for some of the other cons that are happening later this year. I don't guarantee any Otacon or Baltimore, but I will promise you that if things look promising over the next, or I should say the later part of this year, I will put in press passes for Otacon, and I'll see when Otacon falls, and I'll see if I can get press passes for that, as well as Baltimore, so we have at least some convention coverage this year. And hopefully we're able to do that, and I'll put vacation in for that. And when my vacation time renews next year, we will be hitting up 4-State Comic-Con and full force, and some of the later cons this that year as well. I will speak to Daniel Benoit in regards to letting him know in regards to possibility of not going to the Bigfoot conference he is holding this year. But again, the way things are going this year, I don't know if that's still on, but I will politely let him know out of courtesy and professionalism. But again, even though right now we're about 15 minutes, and I'm trying to keep this short, I want to thank everybody who's been listening. Justin Leo, who's been on the show, Sasha the Princess of Darkness, Big Candy, Don Ramirez, Scott, everybody who's been on the show, everybody who's been listening, and who's contributed to the show. Again, I'm going to miss recording with Don Ramirez in regards to kind of documenting the Frederick Music Underground, because again, I have to work weekends now. But if there's a possibility he does something past 7 o'clock, I will be there and do that. If anything, as well, if he does something during the week, I will be there to do it and to record. And I will post, again, I am not shutting down, or I should say, I'm not disbanding the Long Coat Mafia at all. Please be advised that I'm not shutting down the show. I'm just taking a little bit of vacation, a little bit of a leave of absence, so I can get used to my job, get some rest, heal up, take a breather. And again, I'm extending, I'm opening, our door has always been open for contributors, but I'm extending that invitation to all of you out there. If you have something to say, you're more than welcome to record something. And heck, if you could read a creepypasta very well, feel free to do so. Just let us know the title of the creepypasta, and please give the person credit in regards to it. If you have a story to tell, convention story to tell, feel free to send that in. If you know how to cosplay, you want to give tips and tricks in reference to cosplaying, feel free to do that. If you're a photographer, give tips and tricks in regards to being a photographer, what you look for in models in regards to that sort of thing, and everything else. Again, this is open to all of you. I'm taking listener requests, and I'm putting that out there. That way, the show can continue with your help. It is that simple. You could just easily, let me put it like this, folks. When I do phone interviews, I use the app known as Easy Voice Recorder. That's it. It's free. I'm sure it's found on the Apple App Store. It's available on Google Play. It's, again, free. You're more than welcome to download it, record something on your phone, and send it to us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and I'll give it a listen. If it's very interesting and informative, I will add an intro. I'll give you proper credit for it. I don't care if it's you reading. Heck, the latest thing right now is folks reading stuff from Reddit. If you want to read something from Reddit, either malicious compliance or pro-revenge or something along those lines, do so. Send it in to us. I'll put it up. Not so much a change of format for the show, but still, it's something that will be from all of you. Let's call it the From the Fans with Love series, or the vacation series from the fans. I want to hear from you. As always, I want to hear from you. All, even though there's a small listener base that we have, for everyone out there, again, I'm extending my hand because I'm taking this vacation. And with this pandemic, it's something for all of you to do at home. Think about that. With all this stuff, instead of gaming for a whole mess of hours and all that, take some time, record something. Record something from Reddit. Record a creepypasta. Do something. Send it in. Your convention experience. We always say, every time we do a convention, we ask all of you out there, send in your convention stories. Good, the bad, the ugly, your tips, your tricks, and everything else. Send them in with an email to, again, longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We will listen to them. We will put them on there. We will give you credit. So please send them in. We will do it. We'll give you pro stuff. I won't say we'll give you credit where credit's due. We'll tag you. We'll thank you and everything else. I know it's not paid stuff, but still, it'll make you happy. It'll make me happy. It'll give content for the show. And it's a great way for you to get your voice out there. If you want to complain about something, go ahead. If you like the whole aspect with Rosario Dawson being Asuka in the season 2 of The Mandalorian, send us what you think about it. Send us audio. We'll put stuff together as a Star Wars special, Mandalorian special. We'll do it. We'll put it up. I'll sew things together. I'll make an episode about it. All you have to do, again, is send the audio with information so you can get proper credit to longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Also, on that note, I am going to kind of end things here. Again, we have an extensive back catalog you could check out in this crisis just by simply going to our main webpage, which will be up for the time being. I won't say the time being. It will be up permanently. As long as I have the funds to pay Podbean, I will keep the Long Coat Mafia alive. Even though right now I won't be posting as often, you could still easily check out our main catalog at thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. And we have a whole mess load of episodes. If you're a new listener, even though a back catalog all the way to the beginning is at our main website, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, they go back 90 episodes. Heck, if you all want me to adjust, I think I could adjust the number of episodes you can download. I'll increase that number to 200. So all of you could check out the back episodes and everything else. Check them out. Give them a listen. See what we have. Heck, I'll promote, because during this time, even though a lot of conventions are canceled, I'll post up links for our past convention specials, and you'll be able to listen to them, and share them and enjoy them. Heck, I'll share and enjoy them, because people need the convention experience right now, and it'll be a great way for it. But for now, you can check us out on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean app. We are on Facebook. Contact us. You can contact us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongCoatMafiaPodcast. We have Twitter. And that's another thing. Let me just say this. We have a Twitter and an Instagram page. We'll still continue to post on, when we get a chance, on Twitter and Instagram. They both share the same handle, both of which are Long Coat Mafia. So if you're on Twitter, just follow us on Twitter. And we'll be sharing episodes that way. As well as we'll post photos on, if we do manage to go someplace geeky or anything like that, we'll post up photos on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is Long Coat Mafia. Since I'll be home most of the week, I'll probably be streaming more on either Mixer or Twitch. Our Mixer channel is mixer.com/LCMP. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/, I believe it's the Long Coat Mafia Pod. The links to it are on our main webpage, which is, again, thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. All the links are there. They're always posted up, so you're able to click them and go straight to those channels. So, and I should, that's why I also ask all of you to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, because if and when I go do some streaming, I'll post up links to where I'm streaming and when I'm streaming. That way, all you have to do is click the link and watch what we're doing, which game we're streaming. Heck, this upcoming Thursday, the new DLC for Borderlands is coming out. I might even hook up our show's YouTube channel to our PS4, even though it's not our show's account that will be live streaming on YouTube. It will be, at least it will be me streaming through YouTube through our PS4. So there's that. I could start with Borderlands 2. I got the Game of the Year edition on that. Heck, I might have people come in and play with that I know of, like Sasha the Princess of Darkness, a few friends and all that, playing with us on the PS4 through YouTube. So stick around. Even though the show itself, the podcast, is not fading away, but being dialed back a little bit, or posting when we can for that, we can and will post more to our other outlets like YouTube, like Twitch, like Mixer, like everything else. Stay tuned. As soon as I get used to this channel, there will be more posting up on, again, our other outlets. And again, stick with us. Stay subscribed to our podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you get it, even the Podbean app. That way, when a show is dropped, you could say, hey, the Long Coat Mafia Podcast dropped a brand new episode. Let's check it out. Let's give it a listen. I don't want to get defunct, but I just wanted to let you know this is what's going on. And stay tuned. Especially stay tuned for May the 4th. There will be a Star Wars kind of a special for May the 4th this year. So stick around. We might not be posting that often, but we will be continuing to post up content. And stay in tuned with our social media for when and what we post up and where. So again, our social media is Facebook page is facebook.com/ The Long Coat Mafia Podcast. Our Twitter is Long Coat Mafia. Our Instagram is Long Coat Mafia. And heck, we have our Mixer and Twitch channels. Our Mixer channel again is mixer.com/LCMP, and our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/ Long Coat Mafia Pod. It's LCM Pod and everything else. So stay tuned. Stay tuned to our social media. And again, please, I'm going to miss posting up episodes, but I will post up what I have when I have it. So it'll still be the Monday's time. So take care. I miss all of you. I miss all of you. Stick around. Stick around. You're all family. You're fam. So this is the Godfather, and I am fading to black for the moment. Again, till possibly next week, I'm out.
See you next time on the Long Coat Mafia.
He's cleaning up. Steve, pretty wicked.
I'm a gamer. I'm wearing a bikini.